Well, what you just heard over and over again are testimonies of surrender. Every one of those baptisms is a picture of surrender. And because our time is somewhat limited this morning, I just want to take a snippet from a psalm. There's a psalm, Psalm 27, where David says these words you see before you. He talks to God and he says, "You have said, seek my face." And then it's a perfect scenario. David says, "My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek?" Now, that's a perfect scenario, but it's not a natural scenario. The truth of the matter is, most of us, by way of our natural inclinations, never respond to God like that. Would you agree? In fact, we're more like the new M&M commercial. Have you seen that? To me, when I saw this the other day, I thought this perfectly illustrates the way most of us are when it comes to God speaking to us about something we ought to do.
"Hey, babe, I could really go for a snack."
"Yeah." "No." "Get in the ball."
"You get in the ball."
"You get in the bowl." I can almost imitate it. That little commercial illustrates the defiance that is in all of our hearts, does it not? Get in the bowl. You get in the bowl. If we're like the M&M, when God says, when you said, "Seek my face," we say, "Seek your own face. I'll do my own thing." David doesn't say, "My heart," he says, "when you said, seek my face," he says, "my heart says to you, your face, Lord, I will seek." He doesn't say, "my head says to you," that's my intellectual pursuit. He doesn't say, "my tradition says to you," that's my obligatory pursuit. He doesn't say, my habit says to you," that's my heartless, brainless pursuit. He says, "my heart says to you, your face, Lord, I do seek." Because the heart is the place where true worship, true love, true devotion, actual motivation occurs. And so as we start off a brand new year, I just want to just admonish you to surrender your hearts to God. To his will, first of all, to his will, not yours. Jesus said in his prayer that many of you have memorized, when you are committing yourself to the Lord, you say, you know, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come," Matthew 6:10. "Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's not you get in the bowl. That's "your will, O Lord, I do seek." Isn't that what it is? George Mueller, a great saint of old, once said, "I seek at the beginning to get my heart into such a way in so that it has no will of its own in regard to a given matter." God would have us first and foremost to surrender our wills to him. Right now, if you think about it, right now, just think about this. Are you willing to surrender your will to God? Are you willing to submit your will to him? Surrender as we go into 2011. Your will to his. Surrender to his word, not men's words. When Job was addressing God, he said, "I treasure the words of his mouth or your mouth more than my necessary food or the portion of my food." In other words, I desire you than even the more than even the food that I take in. Now, that's not you getting the bull. That's your word, Lord, I will seek. Spurgeon once said, to look into the face of man without having first seen the face of God is a very dangerous thing. Now, the Apostle Paul once wrote, he said, we are with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. And as such, we are being transformed into his image from one glory to the other by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, someone might say, well, that's not just reading your Bible. I would agree, but I would say it's no less than reading your Bible. The Word of God is like a mirror to us. It's the way in which God speaks to us. Surrender your heart to his will and to his word today as you get into 2011. May the word of God, may you never leave the home without opening up the page of God's word and hearing from him, because there's a lot of other voices out there. Wouldn't you agree? And so I would closely align with that. Surrender to his call, not the world's. The world is calling. There are many voices out there. In 1 John chapter 4, it says these words. Listen to these words in 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world. And the world, what? Listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. Let me say that again. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. You don't listen. You don't listen to God. You don't listen to God. You are not of God. Mark it down. Jesus said, he who is of God hears God's words. Have you ever read that? My sheep, Jesus said, hear my what? My voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they will never perish. Neither will anyone pluck them out of my hand. My Father who's given them to me is greater than all, and nobody can take them out of his hand. Listen to the call of God. This isn't you getting the bull. This is your call. Oh Lord, I will listen for. So many of you are listening to other voices right now. I remember sitting in my office a number of years ago while there were workers outside installing windows, I think. And they were just blasting some just hard rock music. And it was really disturbing to me. I was trying to study and I was listening to this music. And so I had a great idea. I turned on some Christian music and cranked it up in my office. And all I could hear was rock music and Christian music at the same time. It was worse than just listening to the rock music. Ah! There are so many voices out there. Listen to the voice of God. He's calling you. God is calling some of you to a radical Christian life. In fact, he's calling all of us to that. I just know that all of you won't obey that call. But some of you will. He might be calling some of you to missions right now. Some of you may be called to serve Jesus Christ somewhere else for his glory right now. Will you obey him? Will you answer that call? Some of you are being called right now to go into a church, to church planting. We're right now in the very, very early stages of a brand new church plant. Would you be willing to go? Would you be willing to move? Would you be willing to sell your house? Would you be willing to go to another location? God is calling some of you to do that. God is calling some of you to be involved in the teaching ministry of our church. But of course, that would mean you'd have to stop flying off every other weekend to this vacation spot and this one because it's all about you. And you're going to start making it about him because you want to listen to his voice. And hunker down and serve the one who died for you. Listen to his voice. He's calling you. And some of you, all of us, really, need to surrender to his discipline. and not fight against it. As you go into 2011, you need to know if you're a child of God, you are under the disciplinary hand of God. That includes me. And God wants us to submit ourselves to that discipline. Listen to these verses in Hebrews 12. Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him, for the Lord disciplines the one he and chastens every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God is teaching you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline in which all have participated, then you're illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we've had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Well, some of us have. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? They, that's our earthly fathers, disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, not perfectly. But he, God the Father, disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful, and all God's people said, rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it. I am reading a book. It's called Unbroken. It's just absolutely almost impossible to put this thing down. Written by Lauren Hillenbrand. It's the true story of Louis Zambrini, who was an Olympic runner in 1936, went into World War II, was shot down. His bomber was shot down, floated in the Pacific for 40-some days before he was finally rescued, he and one other who survived the whole thing, only to be interned in a POW camp, one after another, and endure the most excruciating treatment I have ever heard of, imagined, or read. There is a bizarre, sadistic commandant in this camp. They called him the bird because he could just swoop down on you at any moment. He was insane, animalistic, demon-possessed, and a man who could not have made life, if you could call the life they had there for years, if you could call it life, could not have made it any more excruciating for these POWs. Forced them to do unimaginable things. If I even started to mention them, you couldn't get them off your mind. But in order to live, they had to do what they were told to do. But their obedience, listen to this, their obedience wasn't coming from their heart. It just came because they had to live. None of us are forced to do the things that those POWs were forced to do. In fact, most of us, unless you're a child under authority, can actually choose whether or not to obey. Might cost you your job, might cost you a position, but you have a choice. And yet, a lot of us, isn't it true, when we're told to obey, we're not unlike those POWs who would obey, but not from their hearts. In fact, they would obey with hatred. All they could envision was strangling this guy or killing him for what he was forcing them to do. Some of you are going through some tough times right now. You're going through discipline in your life. And it's very difficult to you just submit to it because it's something that God has placed you in. It's the lot that you have. Some of you have gone through divorce. Some of you have gone through widowhood. Some of you have lost a job. Some of you are just lonely. Some of you have parents who just don't understand you. And it's all a bitter pill that you have to swallow every day. But if you would know that your Heavenly Father is not an evil commandant, but a loving Father who knows what's best for you to go through in order to bring Him great glory, then you will not say back to God, "You get in the bowl." You'll say, "Your discipline, O Lord, I will endure because you'll give me the grace to get through it." God is calling us today to all kinds of things. He's calling, He's calling you to surrender to his great commission and not personal ambitions. Woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel, Paul said. That's not you getting the bull. That's your gospel, oh Lord, I will speak to. I will share with others. Honestly, can you even remember, some of you, the last time you talked to somebody about Jesus? I rejoice in these baptisms. I think of the very first one, Linz, who referred to Lori Tashner over here as hounding her. I mean, I've heard of God being called the hound of heaven. I guess Lori is just one of his puppy dogs. But then Lisa Bakke and others, individual faith students coming and visiting. You've heard all kinds of stories like that. People loving on somebody else by telling them about Jesus. Will you surrender yourself today, believer in Jesus, to the great commission, which is to tell others about him? And finally, and I'll close it up with this, will you surrender today to his son and no longer to your sin? You heard one testimony after another in the baptismal. I think of Mark's, who just was trying to find completion in sinful things. And it's one of the biggest lies. Jesus Christ alone can complete you. And if you from your heart will believe in him and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's not you getting the bull. That's your son, oh Lord, I will receive. And some of you need to receive Jesus Christ today. You heard one story after another about how individuals came to the end of themselves, the end of their ways, the end of their fun, so-called, recognized their pride, recognized their sin, recognized that only Jesus could complete them, and placed their faith in him. Some of you today need to surrender yourself to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin and for eternal life. Would you do that? Would you place your faith in him? We had stories of a young lady all the way up to somebody in their 60s, Tony, in the baptismal. I don't know where you're at, but you need to be saved. And if you're thinking right now the way one of those baptismal candidates was thinking, I don't need this, I don't need this, wasn't that Amy? You do need this. You need eternal life. Will you place your faith in Jesus? Surrender your heart to him. And then you don't say, you get in the bowl. You say, my heart says to you, your face, O Lord, I will seek. Will you pray with me?
We'd like to thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. We'd also like to invite you to visit our website at www.saylorvillebaptist.com. Drop us a line and let us know how we can serve you better. We'll see you next week.